Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrubbing in on this fine Monday.
Yeah. You know, it's weird because like some of the days here are overcast, but it's still very hot and humid. But in my mind, I think clouds means cold. So I'm like, ready to get cozy, really get into the fall spirit, and then I walk outside. And
is that
it's
what
just...
you're going to do today? Just cozy on up by the television?
No, probably not. I have some returns to make at Target. I keep going to Target. I buy things that I feel like are going to make my house look cute, and then I get home and they don't work, and I keep having to go and return, which is very uncomfortable for me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like for people to think that I'm like using stuff and then bringing it back.
That's why I love the online shopping, because you just return it online. You go to UPS and give it to them. It's like not.
See, I just waste so much money that way because I just won't return it.
Oh, really?
Because I'll credit myself. I'll credit my laziness for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like the queen of the buy and return.
Yeah. You love to like shop. Oh, speaking of, how's the wedding dress shopping going for the guest shopping going for Dean and Kaylin's wedding?
You know, Mountain Chic is not totally Tanya's vibe, but I love a challenge. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And so I have found two dresses. I decided I'm not going to try and go balls to the walls and get cowboy boots and a hat.
Okay.
I'm going to get two different dresses.
Okay.
One for the wedding and one for the welcome party.
One for the money.
Two for the show. Three was ready, but watch you go.
Someone's on their
no,
knees.
No, it's okay. I see that you're not as huge champagne problem.
Could have made Stan. Such a lovely bride.
Could same she's in the head.
She said.
Okay.
Anyways, I think I have my outfits and I'm feeling pretty good about them.
That's so great. So Haley also was just absolutely perplexed by Mountain Chic. If you can imagine my sweet lesbian pop singer from LA.
You know what I realized? Haley and I are just more in common than you would think.
It's so funny because like I'll be telling her something and she'll like lovingly, she loves you. Like she the other day said something really sweet. She was like, you know, Robbie and Tanya, they're family. And aww. I was like, oh, but she'll go, I'll tell her something. And she's like, Tanya's crazy. And I'm thinking, that feels too familiar to something you do for you to be calling.
Yeah, calling kettle black. Thank you.
So anyway, she's like, what do you mean Mountain Chic? Like, I have to wear cowboy boots or cowboy hat? And I'm like, no, they just said like you can. So, you know, it's kind of like the vibe is we're on a mountain, you know? And she got so stressed out. So she's like, well, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? And I'm so stressed out. I don't get the rules of like going to weddings. Like she doesn't understand like why she can't just wear whatever she wants. Like she doesn't get this.
Because there's like an aesthetic that they want for their photos, I'm assuming.
Totally. And I go, if we ever get married, there will be rules for what I expect people to wear to the wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
What though?
Like if I say whether it's like cocktail or black tie, I'm just like, don't show up in jeans.
Like, no, sorry. Gonna show up to jeans at your wedding.
If you don't give people boundaries, they'll do whatever they want.
No one's showing up in jeans.
Listen, I'm dating someone who would show up in jeans, though. So anyways, I go, luckily, you are dating a woman who has a lot of dresses and a lot of outfits, and we can find something that you feel good about. So we did a whole thing, went through my closet, found an outfit for her. So I think she's set. I tried to buy her boots that were not cowboy boots, but like boots. And she couldn't believe that the point, her foot's supposed to fit in a pointy toe shoe. So we do have to find some shoes, but otherwise there's progress.
Yeah. I really can't wait to get to that weekend to see how that unfolds between the four of us with one bathroom. Mm. It's going to be interesting.
We just make a rule where if someone needs to go, we go, hello, everyone. Could you please step out of the cabin? I have some business to attend to.
No, I think anyone that has to go number two goes to the lobby.
What lobby?
I don't know. The lobby lodge? There's got to be some sort of lobby.
You're telling me that I can't go in the privacy of the own cabin? I have to go to where the public is?
Yes.
Absolutely
not. The cabin
is
way too small for it to be stinking
up
like that.
I'm bringing poopery and we're going to, and matches and we're going to,
lobby.
Well, then I'll go with y'all in there, but I'm not going to the lobby where all these stranger dangers are. I'm not going to know everyone.
I know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't want to do
it. We need to make rules.
I know, but we have to agree on the rules because I'm trying to make a rule.
We should have a vote like Survivor.
I think everyone's going to agree with me.
So, well, we'll see. We'll do a vote.
But that's weird, too, to announce to the world, hello, everyone. Please leave the cabin. This is what I'm doing.
We all are in the same position of being
uncomfortable. But then leave them in. If you're that close, then have them stay.
I feel like Robbie's the most vulnerable in this.
Robbie should do all of his business outside, probably, in the woods.
Yeah. She said he was going to go to the woods, but the other thing is that, well, I did buy the mirror. We all bought individual mirrors that like are travel size and light up so that we can do our makeup without feeling like we're fighting over the bathroom, one bathroom.
Yeah.
So it'll be as close to camping as I will probably ever get because I'm so scared of bears. Did you know this about me?
No.
I'm very
How has this never come up in all these years of this
because
show?
This is like a newfound fear where I realize that they're nearby us.
So I've actually never been to Aspen. And are there bears just like roaming around?
Yeah, Colorado has a lot of bears.
Oh.
So does California. We're in Bear County, actually.
I would imagine that they're not staying near the lodge area.
I'll throw this in. All I did was search Bears Aspen, and the first thing that comes up, Aspen is centered in prime bear habitat, and Aspen police are frequently summoned to situations involving bears.
My stomach just dropped.
Why am I not scared of a bear? They seem so
friendly. I think you're ignorant.
I am. Like, I'm thinking of, what's his name? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Yeah, you're not thinking of the Revenant.
Fuzzy Wuzzy will rip you to shreds, little Fuzzy Wuzzy. Here's the thing. Haley and I went to Jackson Hole last year, and we went on a safari, and we learned so much about grizzly bears that I'm forever changed because my biggest fear has always been sharks in the ocean, but I just stay out of the ocean. But now the bear thing, Haley's dream is to go camping in a tent. I'm like, there's no chance ever that it's happening. So where did that come from? What were we talking about?
Our cabin, the bears. Yeah. You're scared.
Yeah, that's the closest I'll be to camping.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really, really fun weekend.
I think it's going to be a really fun weekend. And I was stressed about the mountain chic attire, but now that I'm locked and loaded, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, there's no stress about that.
I'm feeling like I have some swag.
We haven't done a podcast since the Beyonce concert.
Yes.
That I did attend.
Yes, we both have attended different concerts.
Yes, very different.
Very concerts. Different. And I think we can take a break and come back and talk about those shows.
Great.
rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right, we're back. So I did go to Beyonce. We went to the first night of the Renaissance tour, which was, I think, Friday night. She did three nights.
Correct.
No, Saturday night then.
She did Friday, Saturday, and Monday.
Are you sure she didn't do Saturday, Sunday, Monday? I think she did.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think we went on a Saturday night. Anyways, it was incredible. And you know what? Everyone, including yourself, everyone was like, who was better, Taylor or Beyonce? You can't compare them.
First of all.
Yeah, you did.
That is actually false information.
Yeah, you did. What'd you ask?
That's actually very false information.
What'd you ask?
I asked how the Beyonce concert. Go back, find the receipts.
Yeah, I will.
Because I was surprised by your response. It was very judgy. And I was like, first of all.
Wait, what was judgy?
Because I go, how was the Beyonce concert? And you were like, I didn't really know a lot of the songs, but I liked it or whatever. And I was like, yeah, it's no Eras tour. And what I meant by that was Taylor's tour, she gives you all the Eras. So she goes and she was singing like all the main hits. And Beyonce doesn't do that. Beyonce's song is the Renaissance album.
Like so most tours are focused correct. More on one album.
Correct. Yeah. So that it was not me trying to compare who was better, Beyonce or Taylor. I was just saying it wasn't like the Eras tour where we're getting, right? That's not comparing them. They're just saying.
I think you are saying you prefer Taylor to Beyonce but, in this scenario because you like the career of perspective.
But what Becca said was I point blank said who was better, Beyonce or Taylor. Yeah. Did I say that?
You didn't.
Thank you.
And I will say.
That is propaganda. That is pander. That is libelous
but
information
about me. I did get a lot of people,
slander.
Not you.
You meant slander, not
yeah,
pander.
Propaganda. But
I'm not right today.
I think that how you explained it is different how I read it because I did read it of like, oh, it was no Eras tour, but you were meaning like, oh, she did all her albums, like each hit from every album.
Your response was, I didn't know many of the songs.
Tanya said, how was Beyonce? I said, she's incredible. I didn't know a lot of songs from a Renaissance album, so there were a lot of moments where I just enjoyed and watched, but the visuals were insane and her voice and the dancers. And she goes, and you go, yeah, I heard it was 80% Renaissance. I said, yeah, I could have used a halo if I were a boy. Sorry. Ooh. But she did a lot of her big songs.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, definitely not an Eras tour. And I said, I think if I was obsessed with Renaissance like I was with Lemonade and her older albums, I would have been like, it's same level. But I was like, honestly, not really any need to compare because they're both incredible. Mega talents contributing to women empowerment in their own right. And we love to see it.
Wow, what a wordy text exchange.
Yeah. And also like so judgy. I'm like, I wasn't comparing Taylor to Beyonce. Actually, thank you. Get off your little high horse over there, slandery Susan.
I think that you read me as judgy and I read you as divisive. So I think we read each other. And I was more just like, yeah, it was amazing. But, you know. It's hard to compare.
I hate when people can say that. Who was better, Taylor or Beyonce? It's like, you can't, there's not.
They're
it's
just
like
different artists.
Yeah, and it's also your personal preference. Like, they're not.
Yeah.
I think they're on the same, like, playing field.
Their talent is equal. The show couldn't be more different.
Yeah, but you know, I'm glad that we pulled up those receipts because Slandery Susan over there was trying to.
You're divisive, Deborah, if I'm slandering Susan. So
slandering Susan just trying to fable me.
I'm just gonna call you Deb.
Fable
I'm gonna
call you.
What, do you know what I'm talking about?
Fable?
When like you get mischaracterized.
Defame.
Yeah.
Man.
What is fable?
I've known Tanya. We were just talking about this. 13 years I've known you. Yeah. And I speak Tanya pretty well. So me winning on fable though.
So the problem is I slept 5 hours, not even 5 hours after the Jonas show. And I still have not recuperated. I am sans sleep. And so I'm not at my sharpest right now.
All that to say, Beyonce and Taylor Swift are both incredible, and we love them both.
And you know who else was incredible?
Tell us.
The Jonas Brothers.
Tell me why they're incredible.
First of all, I've been watching the Brothers Jonas perform for 10 years, and they just are amazing. Every show hits, and it's so they're so entertaining. Their songs are so catchy. It just puts you in a good mood. And so I'll never say no to a Jonas Brothers show or a Jonas Brothers party. That's my rule in life is never say no to a Jonas invite.
Yeah.
Because I actually got invited to Joe and Sophie's wedding in Vegas.
And you skipped
it. And I said no because I had to get on a flight to come back to LA.
They might still be together now if,
if
been
you
there.
Had been there. Because yeah. You
regretted
are.
It. I've regretted it ever since.
Sure.
What are you and Brad? You're the lucky.
We're like the lucky socks.
You're the lucky socks. And yeah. You weren't there.
We were not there. Yeah. So that was kind of like I made that cardinal rule of never say no to a Jonas invite. So we went to the show. There was so much crazy traffic. We ended up missing the first two songs. So we're sprinting to our seats and everybody's already in their seats. So like not a lot of people sprinting through the aisles. And it's so funny. I could see them clock us because we were like screaming and like there were six of us. So we're like, I could see them clock us. And I know when they see us because they kind of like smirk and stuff. And so we went to the after party. There's a lot of scrubbers there, by the way. I got a lot of scrubbers.
After party?
No, at the intermission during the concert. A lot of scrubbers came up. But we went to the after party after. And the first thing Kevin said was, better late than never.
Wow.
And I was like, you saw us. And we said, we're like, yeah, we missed the first two songs. We didn't realize they went on at 8:15, like on the nose. And the traffic was crazy. And then I had to pee really bad. So we missed the first two songs. But I was like, he totally clocked us.
For someone who's late from time to time, Becca, is that mortifying to you to be called, to the thought of being called out by the performer as being late to their show?
There's a sick part of me that would feel like, honored that they saw me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Right, yeah.
No, but this was the best part is we were talking about how hot it was like in LA. And I was like, I didn't realize how hot it was in LA right now. Like it was so hot.
And humid.
Yeah. And I go, I know. I was dancing for 10 minutes and I was dripping sweat. He goes, yeah, I could see you were holding, because half the show I was holding my hair up like this. Like holding it up because it was so hot and sweaty.
Wow.
I was holding my hair up. He's like, I could see you holding your hair up.
And he was really like, paying attention to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you should see us. We look like a Jack in the Box in the crowd. You know, like
just
ping ponging up like that. You know, like it's like it's very hard to miss Brad and I. You know.
Yeah. No. Brad said that he thinks Nick is like potentially every time he sees y'all close to filing a restraining order.
You know, I know. But then anytime when we see Nick after the show, he's very sweet. And he's like, it's always so good to see you guys in the crowd. And he even said, he suggested, he goes, you guys should come to a non-LA show. I think it'd be really fun for you to see like a non-LA. Wow. And I was like, look at Nick. Mm.
Extending the olive branch.
Extending the olive branch.
Brad didn't tell me that part.
Because Kevin is really the one that's like our friend. And we like talk to him. And
is he your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did see Joe and I gave him a hug. I didn't really say anything.
Did he tell you any details?
No, nothing. Okay. And you could like, tell. I was like, I didn't even want to go up to him because I'm like, he's obviously going through it, you know? But I did give him a hug and left him be and said, great show. But you know what's really interesting? I had a girl go off on me in my DMs about the fact that I was at the Jonas Brothers show. And she was like, how can you be a modern woman and support this guy who's spreading this narrative of a woman that is not a good mom and he wasn't there to support her? And I was just like, respectfully, as a modern woman, I choose to love Joe and I choose to love Sophie and I am not changing that. And also there's so many stories out in the... Mm-hmm. zeitgeist or whatever he was, the zeitgeist about these two, and I don't believe any of it, to be honest. And
because if it didn't come from Joe's lips,
don't believe it. And so I just was kind of saying I'm just choosing. I like that. I've known them both and I've known Joe for over a decade, and I, you know, like I'm not letting this, I'm a Jonas Brothers fan. And she just went off on me and then unfollowed me. I was like, happy Sunday.
Here's Joe, by the way.
I just want to say, look, if you don't hear it from these lips, don't believe it, okay?
But my question is, what about her lips? What if we hear it from her lips?
Well, I'm sure that's fine, too. But I think he meant, like, if you don't hear it from our lips. Oh. He should have said our. But, you know, he's only responsible for himself. But yeah, and I like wrote like a very thoughtful response. I was like, you know, I think sometimes in divorce, you know, it's just two people trying their best and it doesn't work out and there's not necessarily a villain and we don't have to villainize whatever it is, either one of them. And their teams could be doing this for all we know. Like they have no control and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a tough situation.
I don't like attacks in my DMs. I might need to like pause on reading the DMs for a beat.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I have to take a pause of reading DMs.
It was very nasty. Even when I was like, I was trying to be nice with her nasty, and then she just kept going.
Okay. She did what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, someone, there's this whole mentality of just like, let them. It's like someone wants to unfollow you, let them. Someone wants to talk bad. Someone wants to hang out without you, let them. It's just like, let them.
Let them.
You don't have control over what other people do.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, you said that they went on the nose at 8:15.
Yeah.
And it felt like Taylor Swift went on the nose at whatever time. So Beyonce, the time frame was between 8:45 and 9:30, I think. So no one knew like when she goes on. So we're meeting up with our friends like in a different section. And we're like, hey, you know, just like we were going to stay at the bar and take shots while we were waiting. It's like 8:35 or something. All of a sudden, the lights go down. Everyone starts no one says bye to each other. Everyone just like takes off running. It felt like the purge. It was like this like craziest thing ever. Everyone takes off running, like leaving their lines in the bar, just running to their seats. We got
stressful.
It was so stressful. So I appreciate like a really on time, on the nose.
Yeah.
Start.
That's what the Jonas Brothers are, you know. They are on the nose.
What celebrities were there? Did you see any celebrity spotting?
Oh, you know who I met actually at the after party was the new Bachelor.
Oh, Joey.
Joey, yes.
He's so cute.
He's actually very handsome.
Was he nice?
Very charming.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to speak too soon, but I think he, I get like Ben Higgins vibes from him.
Mm. Like, that sounds like a compliment.
Charming.
Is that a compliment? Because it seems like a compliment.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh my gosh,
we
of
love
course
Ben
that's
Higgins.
A compliment. We love Ben
I just
Higgins.
Get this
that doesn't
vibe.
Get better than Ben Higgins.
I feel like he's like, he seems so like kind and normal, and like he's like genuinely like the past few. I just can't get a read on like. I don't feel
you,
connected to them. You haven't watched though.
I can't tell you the last season I've watched. Hannah Brown.
Were you excited about this one? Are you going to watch now that you've met him?
I literally didn't even know it was him. They were like, this is the new Bachelor, Joey.
I know, but
I
now
like,
that you know.
Now that I know him, I'm more inclined, but probably not.
Okay.
Will you watch The Golden Bachelor?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for The Golden Bachelor.
No, honestly, I think I'll give this guy a whirl because I did enjoy him. Like, I enjoyed him talking. I enjoyed talking to him.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
He's very cute.
Yeah. But other than that, I didn't really see, we were in like with the fans. We weren't in the friends and family section. So I don't really know who was in there. I know his brother was there, Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
Their brother. And then Priyanka was also there. Saw her.
I saw Adam Sandler was there.
Oh, really?
And Elizabeth Banks. Yeah.
Yeah. Did not see them.
And there were a couple of others. I saw like a TikTok, like who I saw at the Jonas Brothers concert.
Priyanka Chopra is so stunning in person. It's not normal.
I mean, she's stunning in photos and videos. So
in
I imagine
life,
I'm
it's
sure
10 times more.
Did we have like a, remember how I did my predictions on couples?
Oh, yes. I was going to bring that up because I have that list.
Yeah, can we revisit that?
We can.
Because I can't remember.
Because actually some people on this Facebook group have also brought this up. You made these predictions on March 27th, so we are not quite 6 months out. You already called a few of these.
I did?
Well, you predicted a few of these couples. For example, basically what we did was three categories, kind of. You said short term, long term, and somewhere in between. They're not forever, but they're not breaking up anytime soon. Okay.
Right.
So you had Ariana Grande and Dalton in the short-term category, and that was correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
AJ McLean and Rochelle, that's cheating because they broke up that day while we were doing the podcast.
Yeah, so
we
that was that like a joke,
you.
I think.
But you said not long game, but you didn't know that they had broken up, but you said not long game, and you were right.
Oh, wow.
Joe and Sophie.
I said not forever, but long game.
You said long game.
Yeah. What's a long game though? We should have established
because they were together for 7 years total.
Oh,
because I think they were dating for three before they married.
Is that long game?
I don't. Seven in Hollywood,
I'm going to say no because you made the prediction in March, so long game isn't broken up by September.
I see. That's a technicality.
But I did say forever. So. I did not say
you did
that.
Not
they were
say
forever.
Forever. I can confirm that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of names on here, but.
Anyone else that I've
done? No one else has broken up since.
Dang. No, I'm just kidding.
But we'll keep this updated as we go.
I'm just kidding. I don't want people to break up. I'm just simply sharing my feeling. My gut feeling about them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mark, you said you had something you wanted to bring up.
Yes, I saw there's a story going viral and it made me think of everyone's favorite health professional, Becca Tilley.
Thank you so much.
Wait, what?
That's what Google says she is, health professional, Becca Tilley. Okay, so husband and wife going to visit his daughter on the East Coast. They're at the layover. She says, I'm going to run to Starbucks and get a coffee. He said, there's a cafe right here. She goes, no, I need Starbucks. But that's a train. You have to take a train to get to Starbucks. It's in a different terminal. They're boarding in 15 minutes. She said, I'm going to run to Starbucks. I'll be back. Okay, boarding. The woman says, sir, we're closing the door in 2 minutes. He's calling her. She's not answering. He gets on the plane. She gets to the terminal, the gate, calls him. What happened? They had to close the door. Tell them to let you off the plane. He said, no, I'm going to see my daughter. He took off without her, left her at the airport with her Starbucks. Who's at fault here? Because I feel like, Becca, you can relate to the situation because you always cut it close on flights.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have this mentality of, if I make my flight, great. If I don't, I'll get another one.
Yeah.
So where do you stand on this?
I agree with everything that happened.
On his end? Okay.
I think he absolutely should have left her. I do. Because
I would lose my
If I made that decision and put us in that position and we were going to see our child and I made the decision that 15 minutes before and I know that I'm going to have to take a train... You leave my ass.
Let me tell you something.
Sorry, am I allowed to say ass?
Let me
please
tell
do,
you.
Please.
Leave
say
my
it,
butt.
Say it.
Let me tell you something. I don't agree with the Starbucks. I wouldn't just leave for my own selfish duties, like getting a coffee.
No, but that's what this situation is.
But,
Let's say
I was going to get coffee for the two of us for the flight.
That's not what happened.
Let's say Sunny needed to use the restroom.
That's not what happened. We're saying in this situation.
You wait for me. You don't just take off. What is that partnership, my ass?
She didn't choose partnership, though, when she left 15 minutes before knowing that the gate, she doesn't have control over when the gate closes or not.
A couple other things to add to it,
in
case it colors your impression at all. It was not her daughter. It was his daughter from a previous relationship. That's number one. Number two, a year earlier, he missed a weekend with his daughter for the same reason. Not Starbucks, but she slept in longer than she was supposed to. She decided to take a shower before they left. They got to the airport. The plane had left. He missed a weekend with his daughter. He was not letting that happen again.
I stand with this man.
Okay, now I do stand with
him. I agree. Although, leaving her on the layover is interesting. Like, you're not leaving her where she can just get an Uber home. He left her at the layover. So now she's kind of in trouble.
But see, also the fact that she's selfish. Like, yeah. This feels like
I agree.
My thing is like dark. if Haley was like, please, like, I'm gonna be really stressed if you go and get that, I'd be like, I'd just pout maybe a little bit, but I wouldn't do that to her.
My wife has done this to me. I remember specifically in the Burbank airport, we were going to Seattle to see my sister, and she was in line for Starbucks, and we were one of the last people to get on that plane. And I was having to think to myself, what do I do here if they're gonna close the plane? I got my kids with me. We can go see my cousins. Amy could go home. Like, I was really debating. Wasn't an issue. She made it fine, but you never know. This was on Reddit. Somebody posted this. And a lot of the comments are, you were right. A lot of the comments are, you were wrong as the husband. But somebody did point out, she resents your daughter. And she does not like
she doesn't respect.
Time. Yes.
Yeah, she does not respect your time. She does not respect his time with his daughter.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's something else going on there.
Yeah, I think so. And the psychological thing.
Yeah. You're not sleeping in, not making a flight. You're not getting a coffee before a flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not answering your phone.
Yeah. Feels dark, dicey.
Have you missed flights just from being too lackadaisical getting to the airport?
Yes.
Well, yeah, getting to the airport, but not like once I'm in the airport. I make my flights once I get through security.
Yeah.
It's funny. We make jokes about Becca often if we are getting on a flight and it's like,
who's we?
Robbie and I. Oh. Like, if we get to the airport and we walk to our gate and they're boarding.
Dream.
No, like, that is my biggest, like, I get so stressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're already boarding
our
flight.
Yeah, you too. I'm with you.
Robbie will always be like, Becca would be like,
that's what I want to happen.
So much time on my hands.
Right. Like, Becca wants to walk directly onto the plane.
Yeah,
I don't
feel like, oh, I have time on my hands, but I'm like, dang, I timed that up well. If they're boarding when I walk up.
Yeah. Well, that's what made me think of you. There's a line in this article that says, this time the couple made it to the gate with time to spare, which eased the man's mind, but annoyed the wife who complained about having to wait to board the plane. Well, that sounds like Becca to me.
On this side, I'm with the man.
Okay, do you want to hear something really embarrassing I did?
What?
So Haley and I drove up to Santa Barbara on Saturday just for like a little day trip. It's so hot everywhere, by the way. Like, trying to do anything this weekend was just brutal. But we went up Saturday and... No, first we stopped in Ventura because she was like, oh, like, let's just go to the, like, main street and, like, go to the shops. But I particularly don't, like, love Ventura. Like, it's cute, but, like, I was like, we could have just gone straight to Santa Barbara. Anyways, we stop. We go into this place that has, like, oils, like... olive oils, like that kind of, you know, vinegars, whatever. And I have Phoebe with me. And the guy that was in the store, he like says, you know, welcome in. Like, do you have any questions? And for some reason, it was either like the pitch of his voice or how he spoke. I couldn't really understand what he was saying. And it wasn't anything like, I think he was like speaking very fast. So he says, I thought he said, if you need any help, you can ask the service doc. And I'm like, what is that? So I'm like, what? And he's like, repeats himself something about the service doc. So I get closer to him and I'm like, I'm so sorry. What? The service? And I go, are you the service doc? Like, are you saying like, ask the service doc? And he goes, is she a service dog?
Oh.
So I'm like mortified and I'm like, oh no, she's not. I was like, we can leave, whatever. So we leave and Haley's like dying laughing because what Haley heard, she heard the whole thing, how it happened. So she heard him say, is that a service dog? And he say, what? Is that a service dog? And then I go, she thought I said, are you the service dog? But I was like, no, I thought he said service dog and I didn't know what that meant. So she was like, I just have never seen you so like, awkward. She was like, I've never seen you have an interaction where you were like that awkward with someone.
You know what's interesting? I feel like I'm losing my social ability a little bit.
Tanya, like, me too.
No, we went to a bris this weekend and it was after
the
Jonas.
Explain that? Not everyone knows what a bris is.
A bris is, I don't really know how to explain
it's
it.
It's a baby circumcision. It's the ceremony around it.
It's a ceremony around it. And so, but it was a big one. There was like maybe 200 people there. And it was after the Jonas Brothers show. I, again, slept 5 hours that night. So I was exhausted and I was just so out of it. And I felt when I left, I was like, that was so embarrassing. I was talking to, I would like talk to two people and then I would just like, like not even say bye. I would just like turn around and talk to another group and then I would just leave that. Like I didn't, wasn't like, I didn't leave any conversations. I didn't say goodbye to anybody. I was just like meandering around the room. Like, yeah. And I left the whole, I left the Brisk being like, am I like, are my social skills going downhill? Like, what was that, Tanya? Like, get it together.
I could not relate more to this. I feel like I leave a conversation, every conversation I leave going, did I contribute anything to that conversation? Like, I feel like I have no social skills.
Yeah, none, none. They're
gone. As soon as they ask about me, I'm just like,
yeah, I was like talking to one woman that I knew. I was asking her about her perfume and there was two new women. I didn't even introduce myself to the new ones, which is so like socially wrong. And then Robbie leaves and I just follow him. I'm still asking this woman about her perfume and I'm like, boop.
Okay.
Okay. That was good. I'm like, wow. So I think I need to go out more. That was my takeaway, is I need to go out more with a lot of people because that was not okay.
It was horrible.
Is this what happens in your 30s?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was so social and cool in my 20s. And then now I'm like.
So social and cool?
Yeah, I was. Was I not?
So social and cool?
Yeah. Was I not?
I don't think of you. I don't think of you as social? No, I don't think of you as being bad in social situations. I haven't witnessed this.
But I'm social. I was social and cool.
I'm confused. Like, what is cool? Like, cool as in like cool socially? Like, what?
I'm a cool girl.
You've said that you're not a cool girl.
No, I'm not like a cool girl. Oh. Like, I'm not wearing those Adidas shoes everybody's wearing. Yeah. Like, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
You mean like under pressure, you're cool?
No, oh, definitely not under pressure cool.
Like, okay.
I'm high strung in that area.
Jeez. Whatever anti-cool is.
Have a great time.
You're just saying like you were like easy breezy, flowed
like
through
chill?
Conversation.
You were chill.
I was cool. People wanted me places. People invited me places. Like I was cool.
You still get invited to places.
But I wasn't like an it girl. Right?
No, you were not it
yes,
girl.
Thank you for that.
I think you're more of an it girl than you give yourself credit for, but I don't know if I would. And I mean this in a complimentary way. I don't know that I'm like, oh, Tanya's so cool. But I'm like, Tanya's the best.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't you rather be the best than
yeah,
cool?
Yeah, like, I don't know. You're contradicting a conversation we had.
You say the best, you
we
say
had.
That with like, my Aunt Susie, she's the best.
Am I still slandering Susie?
Yes.
Am I the best?
Yes. You don't want to be the best.
Yeah, I want to be the best. But last week you were like saying that you don't want to be the cool girl.
I'm a cool girl. I'm not the cool girl. Does that make sense?
Oh, so you're a cool girl. You're not the cool girl.
I'm a cool girl. I'm not the it cool girl.
It's the definition of not making sense. But I think what's endearing to you, what we all love about you, is that you're not that cool because you don't care about stuff like this.
See,
right?
This is what I'm trying to say.
You don't
She's
care
not
about
taking
being
it
cool.
the right way.
You're like, you're just Tanya.
You're just Tanya.
No, that's it. You don't care about being cool. You don't care about impressing people. You are who you are, and that's what's so lovable.
If I read that review on our podcast, I would.
No, if I was like, Tanya is, I don't know that I'd say Tanya is the coolest, but I would say she's the best.
Absolutely.
That's what you write in someone's yearbook that you like barely know. You're the best. Have the best summer.
But I know you better than the yearbook signing.
Oh my gosh, this really humbled me.
No, but here's the thing. I didn't know that you thought of yourself as cool. So
that's
what we're taken aback by.
Yeah, we're shook. You've never
Do you think you're
to yourself
cool girl?
No.
What?
I don't think of myself as cool.
You're like an it girl.
How am I an it girl?
You know how to do your makeup.
Glennon Doyle didn't respond to me.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to put Amy Sugarman on that.
Yeah.
It's not
I know how to do
good.
My makeup makes me a cool girl.
That was a weird example
Let's rewind.
To pull out.
I know how to do my makeup.
I was going
to
continue. You have style. You're like a style fashionista.
You have style. We've talked about this. You've gotten better with your style.
Thank you. You're like, you know how to accessorize.
Becca's
hair,
pretty cool.
Trendy, cool hairdos. Like,
yeah, I agree.
But the thing is that the whole podcast has revolved around you not thinking that you're cool. Like, you're just like everyone's favorite. Everyone loves you. You're funny. You're
Which
quirky.
Which makes me cool.
What does Why'd cool your eyes mean? Widen like that? No, what does cool mean to you? That's my question.
Cool means I'm like cool. Like people want me around. They want me at their party. They want me at their bris. They want me at their birthday.
At the bris.
They want me to come to their concert.
They're dying to have you at the bris.
Those are the coolest people. They just go bris to bris to bris.
Okay.
I'm done with this conversation. Oh my God.
Can I ask Robbie if he thinks you're cool?
Yeah. I'm not texting him.
No, don't text him.
No. I'm not. But make sure you word it right.
Well, how do I word it? Hi. I was like, hi. This
Would
is
you consider,
come...
yeah, say so random.
It's going to be random.
Would you consider Tanya
would
a cool
you
girl?
No, let's just stick with the adjective cool. Would
Tanya,
you consider
Tanya
cool.
cool?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I think he's going to say yes. I do. I think he's going to say yes. I'm going to give him the benefit of the
I
doubt.
I think he's going to say the coolest girl.
I do too. I think he's going to say the coolest girl
he's
too.
He's a good guy. He might say that.
Yeah. He's a smart man.
He is a smart man.
You know
what's
really cute? The other night, the boys, Haley was around the boys and I guess they had, I don't know if Haley had met, I think at Halloween or something she met them. But Oliver goes, the oldest goes, we were saying bye and he goes, I don't think we've met yet. And she was like, oh my gosh, like I thought maybe we met at Halloween, but maybe we didn't. Like I'm Haley, I'm Becca's girlfriend. But she was like, that was so cute that he stopped me and goes, I don't think we've met yet.
That is so cute.
I know.
He's so polite.
I know. They're both so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to stay tuned for that. And then we're going to take a break and we'll be back with emails. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it. And I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality, there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's right.
That's how much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. All right, we are back. I'm still waiting on an answer from Robbie regarding whether Tanya is cool. Stress. So what's everyone's prediction of what he's going to say? You think he's going to say the coolest girl?
Yeah.
I think he's going to go, what do you mean by cool?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some clarification. Let me think about that.
I'm thinking about how he would answer in his like lawyer tone. Yeah. What do you mean
That's
by
true.
Cool?
Yeah. How do you define cool?
Yeah.
Could
Your
go
Honor.
That way. Your Honor. Yeah.
All right. While we're waiting, we're going to jump into emails. Mark is back and ready to read.
Thank you. So great to be here. It's anonymous. This summer, I was in the process to be on a reality show around love and dating, but I ended up not being selected. I wasn't terribly disappointed. I think because I always knew it was a long shot and a big risk, but I loved the possibility that maybe it could all work out. I'd be done with dating apps. I'd meet my goal of finding a partner. Well, in trying to figure out what guys could be on the show, I crept through the Instagram following of one of the casting agents. There was a guy I saw who seems to be so great and my type, just based on what I see on Instagram. I slid into his DMs, which I've never done before, but since we don't follow each other, the DM is now caught in his message requests, and now I don't know if he'll ever see it. The message doesn't say seen, and the request doesn't seem to be accepted. Do I try something like responding to a story? What do I say? Or is it all just too much? Cue my stress, sweat, and endless manifesting. I mean, first of all, going to the casting agent's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Knowing that a person is casting a love, romance, reality show, so you know there's going to be lots of eligible guys following this casting director, that's pretty smart.
It's pretty smart, except that they're already going on a dating show, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I'm a little confused. So she said the DM is now caught in his message requests, and now I don't know if he'll...
She doesn't know if he'll see it because it's like in his requests. Like he might not see it unless he checks those.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe he's recording the show now, and I feel like they'll probably take their phones away. So
yeah, for sure.
That's probably
if he made it
why.
On the show. She doesn't know for sure if he did or not.
I feel like he made it on the show and he has his phone taken away, and who knows when he's going to get it back.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely wouldn't like stress yourself about it. I think you can respond to stories. You don't want him to maybe eventually open the thread and just see like you responding to every single thing and like endless amounts of messages. But I think if you respond to a story here and there, but I also, this is a, as of now, a hypothetical hopeful situation. So I wouldn't get yourself in a stress situation.
No,
no,
no
need
stress,
to stress.
What? No, no,
if,
no.
If he sees it and responds, how fun, what a great story. And if he doesn't, there's other opportunities of eligible men to seek after. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just fun.
You know, they said you can't come to my pool, but funny little ocean over there has more possibilities. Is that the quote?
It's so not the quote.
Funny little. Okay, we have a response.
No, wait. Okay, I'll just tell you what the quote is. This is tomorrow morning's quote on Air with Ryan Seacrest. If you're a fan and you listen, they rejected you from their pool, but you're headed to the ocean.
Yes, exactly, Anonymous. You're heading to the ocean.
Anonymous, shoot your shot however you want. It's fine. Just go for it. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, fine. You got other options. Don't stress.
Yeah. I would just say, hey, I heard you were going to be on a show and I went to the casting director.
No,
stage.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm
you're
just kidding.
Oh. All right, here we go.
No, here's what I think. I think the best way is you respond to a story. So there's an initial something in common that you can respond to. If he has stories up, then he's not filming.
Or it could be a person, his PR publicist. I don't know. I don't know who this guy is.
Anyways, I think responding to a story is a great way to just like intro yourself. That way you don't have to explain how you came across this page or anything. You just say like, oh yeah, I like that team too.
No shame.
No shame.
Do what you gotta do.
All right, here's the response. She is so cool.
Yeah, of course.
And I said, wow. And he said, you don't think so?
Yeah.
You know, I think my daughters think you're cool.
See?
They follow you. I think they think you're cool.
Thank you.
They wear your Modern Woman merch.
Because I'm cool.
But you don't see, you were implying you don't feel cool anymore. You don't feel social and you don't feel cool.
No. Cool does not equal socially.
Oh wait. Oh no. This is, I knew if we dug deeper. She's not like badass cool. She's like unabashedly herself cool.
That's
unabashedly herself. She's like good style and good taste cool. She's like kind cool. This is so great.
So great, because what she's saying is she's not cool.
This is exactly what we're trying to say. You're the best.
Yes.
That's the worst attitude ever.
How is the best the worst? That doesn't make any sense.
Because that's like what you generically write to the people.
She's funny and accomplished, cool.
She's funny and accomplished.
She's herself. She's modern herself. Woman, cool.
She's modern woman.
But
she's
just
all
typing
those things.
Up.
He's just sitting
book over here,
yeah. And she's also a huge dork.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, this is exactly what we needed. But that's also cool, he says.
You're all wrong. Every single one of you. Wrong.
I just feel like he basically put into many texts what Mark and I were trying to say.
Exactly right.
What makes you cool.
Yes.
Well, anyways, I need social skills help. So if anybody get a guess that can help me get my social skills back, I'm going to do some digging.
Yeah. Well, me too. I'm still recovering from your service dog.
Yeah.
Dog?
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
It was really, really painfully awkward.
Yeah. So anyways, we love you all.
We love you all. Hope you have a wonderful week. We'll be back Thursday with an episode.
We will be back.
And we're gonna record it on Thursday, so it'll be fresh for you.
Yeah, fresh as a
daisy. I think that's going to be a good one.
I think it's going to be a really, really great episode.
I think so, too.
Because of the book club and everything, you know.
Yeah, just like a good Thursday. We love a Thursday episode.
Love it.
Thursday.
Are you guys caught up on your reading?
Sure am.
Sure.
Sweet.
We will be back Thursday. We love you so much. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.